Hello, everyone. My name is Claudette from the Talking Information Center. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of May, and I will be reading from the Plymouth Independent. The first article today is titled Annual Memorial Day Parade Set for May 25th. Plus, the Mayflower Beer Garden, comedian Joe Fenty, two pianos, and many more happenings. Written by Julia Marie Davis, independent correspondent. This week, catch the town of Plymouth's annual Memorial Day Parade, kick back at the Mayflower Beer Garden, Landscape for Wildlife with Wildlands Trust, and hear live music from Robinson Treacher or blue artist Shemekiah Copeland. Enjoy comedy with Joe Fenty and several bird-watching walks in Plymouth Patuxent Museum's heirloom plant sale. Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer with a parade of remembrance, outdoor activities, and a slate of historic opportunities to take before the tourists stream in. On Monday, May 25th, the town's annual Memorial Day parade steps off at 9:30 a.m. from Memorial Hall, 83 Court Street, moving through downtown with wreath-laying stops at veterans' memorials before concluding with a formal ceremony honoring fallen soldiers. Free parking for the parade is typically available downtown until noon. Visitors should check posted signage and road closures before arriving. For updated information, please check the town's website here. The long weekend is an ideal time to explore Plymouth's historic landmarks. Visitors can tour the recreated 17th century English village and historic Patuxent home site at Plymouth Patuxent Museums. Step aboard Mayflower 2 along with the waterfront or stroll past Plymouth Rock and the harbor. Plymouth residents can join the museum at a special residential family rate or tour the museum for just $5 per person. The historic Plymouth Gristmill is also open for tours. For a more relaxed atmosphere, the Mayflower Beer Garden returns to the Pine Hills Village Green, 3 Village Green North, beginning this Friday and continuing every weekend and holiday Monday until October. The outdoor gathering space features Mayflower Brewing Company craft beer, rotating food trucks, artisan markets, lawn seating, and book club bookstores, seasonal pop-up book, and gift crate. 20-26 hours, Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Saturdays, 2 to 8 p.m., Sundays, 12 to 6 p.m., including holidays. Mayflower Brewing Company, founded in Plymouth in 2007 by Drew Brosseau, a 10th great-grandson of original Mayflower beer cooper John Alden, will offer a variety of local leaf brewed award-winning craft beer, IPAs, porter, hard seltzers, and non-alcoholic options. Musicians perform live throughout the weekend, while book clubs gather at the tables and family and friends linger on warm afternoons. Nearby businesses located around the beer garden include Book Love's Seasonal Container Bookstore, book signings, artisan vendors, coffee and chocolate shops, restaurants, and Sunday farmers markets in the courtyard, turning the Village Green into a lively social hub throughout the season. Other activities starting May 21st, Thursday. Thanks to the Antonia and Vladimir Kuliev Cultural Heritage Fund, singer-songwriter Robinson Treacher brings an immersive, genre-fluid approach to songwriting to the Spire Center for Performing Arts Lobby Series at 10:07:30, 25 and a half Court Street. Treacher is a true chameleon. Believing each song is forged from its own terrain, he chooses the vehicle by which passengers might best weather the bumps, potholes, and blind curves found between the first note and the last. Whether as frontman of Delaware Hudson, collaborator with Ten Sleep, or as a solo artist, Treacher channels relentless musical passion, drawing from the grit of New York with the deeply personal. His songs are shaped instead by the terrain they travel, inviting listeners in what he calls a whole self experience, one that moves from joy to ache and back again. His work is simple and direct, the note, the road, and the shared experience of following it wherever it leads. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets and more information, go here. Celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month at the Plymouth Public Library at 132 South Street from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. and experience a personal and historical perspective on immigration, identity, and untold stories deserving to be heard. Local author Suzanne Stewart will share the story behind her debut novel, Under the Moon, inspired by her daughter's great-grandmother's journey from Japan to Hawaii roughly 125 years ago. This powerful immigration narrative centers on a woman's experience of hardship, resilience, and cultural displacement. The Plymouth Antiquarian Society presents a newly curated military uniform exhibit at the Hedge House Museum, 126 Water Street, at 2 p.m. The presentation features uniforms from the city's collection dating back to the 18th century, including pieces not previously included in public displays. A real look at the evolution of military dress in local historical artifacts connected to Plymouth's past. More information can be found at the Plymouth Antiquarian Society. On Friday, May 22nd, the Plymouth area's own Delta Generators return with its heartfelt blend of blues, R&B, Americana, and rock to the Spire Center for Performing Arts, 25 and a half Court Street. At this album release party, the band's latest album, On and On, leans fully into this ethos, capturing the raw, collaborative energy made them a fixture on the regional blues scene. Expect a tight, high-energy set driven by guitar, groove, and the kind of chemistry developed over years on stage together. The show begins at 8 p.m., doors open at 7 p.m. Fridays at the Mayflower Beer Garden returns to the Pine Hills Village Green, 3 Village Green North, from 5 to 9. The outdoor gathering space features Mayflower Brewing Company craft beer, food trucks, and more. Live music by Chris Bellarini, 6 to 9 p.m. Information can be found more at the Pine Hills events calendar. The Wizard of the Kremlin opens at Plymouth Cinema, 137 Warren Ave, and will run May 22nd to the 28th. The English-language French political satire stars Paul Dano as fictionalized Kremlin strategist Vadim Baranov, and Jude Law as Vladimir Putin. Set during the collapse of the Soviet Union and the rise of modern Russia, the film examines media manipulation, political theater, and the erosion of democratic norms through a geopolitical thriller's lens. Showtimes are 4:30 and 7 p.m. in the Lynn Theater. Tickets are $12.50, $11 with a club card, $10 for seniors or members, and $8.50 for seniors with a club card. Also, Two Pianos opens at Plymouth Cinema, 137 Warren Avenue in the Maxwell Theater, and will run May 22nd through the 28th, featuring Francois Civil and Oscar nominee Charlotte Rampling. The latest from Arnaud Desplechin, Kings and Queen, is an alluring mystery in which music, memory, and identity merge and threaten to overwhelm the tender psyche of a virtuosic pianist. Showtimes are 4:30 and 7 p.m. Tickets are $12.50, $11 with a club car, $10 for senior or members, and $8.50 for seniors with a club car and can be purchased. Saturday, May 23rd, the Friends of Miles Standish State Forest holds an annual airport bird walk, 246 South Meadow Road, designed to locate the upland sandpiper and spot other grassland species. Participants often see upland sandpipers, meadowlarks, savannah sparrows, and grasshopper sparrows. No dogs allowed. High grass makes tick protection, sunscreen, and bug spray necessary. Event begins at 8 a.m. Meet at the main gate parking lot. The Wildlands Trust presents a Shifting Lots Bird Walk from 4 to 6 p.m. Ellisville Harbor State Park, 1861 State Road, led by Lisa Shibley, coordinator of Manomet's International Shore Bird Survey, and Brian Vigorito from the South Shore Bird Club, investigate the perimeter of Ellisville Marsh, tidal flats, barrier breach, and inlet while spying on migrating and nesting birds in each habitat. Participants learn birding information from Manomet staff, the South Shore Bird Club, and the Friends of Ellisville Marsh. Registration is required for this free event. The annual Heirloom Plant Sale returns to Plymouth Patuxent Museums, 137 Warren Ave, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., with more than 100 varieties of heirloom herbs, vegetables, and flowers grown in the museum's 17th century English village. The sale will feature pollinated friendly plants designed to attract butterflies, bees, hummingbirds, and other wildlife, along with unique varieties including ring of fire sunflowers. A pop-up retail shop with gardening-related items will also be featured. The sale takes place in the museum's main parking lot. Admission is free. Mass Audubon hosts a family bird walk from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Tidmarsh Wildlife Sanctuary, 60 Beaver Dam Road. Led by Education Coordinator Kim Snyder, the relaxed walk welcomes all skill levels and offers family an opportunity to explore the sanctuary while spotting local bird life and seasonal migrants. Participants are encouraged to wear sturdy shoes and bring binoculars, though extras will be available to borrow. Free. Registration required at massaudubon.org. Multi-Grammy nominee Shamikia Copeland, daughter of the late Texas blues guitarist and singer Johnny Copeland, performs at Spire Center for the Performing Arts, 25 and a half Court Street, from 8 to 10 p.m. in support of her latest album, Blame It on Eve. Praised by the Chicago Tribune as the greatest female blues vocalist working today, Copeland blends blues, Americana, soul, and social commentary into performances known for both emotional depth and high-energy musicianship. More information about tickets can be found at spirecenter.org. Saturdays at the Mayflower Beer Garden returns the Pine Hills Village, 3 Village Green North, live music with Dan Felix, 3 to 6 p.m. The outdoor gathering space features Mayflower Brewing Company, craft beer, food trucks, artisan markets, lawn seating, and Book Love bookstores, seasonal pop-up book and gift crate. On Sunday, May 24th, the Mayflower Beer Garden, the Pine Hills Village Green, 3 Village Green North, continues. The outdoor gathering space features Mayflower Brewing Company, craft beer, food trucks, artisan markets, lawn seating, and Book Love's bookstore, seasonal pop-up book and gift crate. Book Love will host a farmer's market from 9 to 12 p.m. at 7 Village Green North. Live music, 12 to 3 p.m. with Chris Ferranti. Children's author and elementary school teacher Nataki Jones will sign copies of her books at Book Love, 7 Village Green South, the Pine Hills, on Sunday, May 24th, from 1 to 2 p.m. Jones is the author of the children's book Nate and Papa's Day Out, A Trip to the Barbershop, and Nia's Wash Day. Jones focuses on creating stories to encourage literacy, imagination, and positive representation for young readers. For more information, go to Book Club. The annual heirloom plant sale continues at Plymouth Patuxent Museums, 137 Warren Ave, with heirloom flowers, herbs, and vegetables available throughout the day. The event also includes gardening-related gifts and advice from museum horticulture staff specializing in historically grown New England plants. You can get more information at Plymouth Patuxent Museums. On Monday, May 25th, Plymouth's annual Memorial Day observances will take place throughout town on Monday, May 25th, starting at 9:30 at Memorial Hall. Veteran groups, local officials, and residents gathering to honor military service members who died in service to the United States. A traditional parade and memorial ceremonies will take place downtown with stops at veterans' memorials throughout Plymouth. A closing ceremony will honor fallen veterans. For schedule updates, go to the Town of Plymouth. The Mayflower Beer Garden continues its Memorial Day weekend festivities at the Pine Hills Village Green, 3 Village Green North, from 12 to 6 p.m., with live music by Kyle Morrison from 12 to 3 p.m. Enjoy craft beer, food trucks, lawn games, outdoor seating, and Book Love's bookstore's seasonal pop-up bookstore while gathering on the Village Green for the holiday afternoon. More information can be found at the Pine Hills events calendar.
Say end of article. To move.
Okay.
All right, because you don't want to go.
Next article. Status quo prevails. Kevin Canty and Dick Quintal win re-election to select board, and incumbent Christina Bryant will be joined by teacher Megan Parker on the school committee. This article is written by Fred Theis, independent staff. In the closely watched and very acrimonious select board race, which featured four candidates vying for two seats, Kevin Canty and Dick Quintal prevailed. They defeated challengers Betty Gavaco and Scott Vecchi. I look forward to having three more years to make meaningful changes to Plymouth, to make it easier for all residents to live, work, and retire here, to make it more affordable, and to bring in some smart and balanced economic development, which is what I ran on, Canty told the Independent. In his first 3 years on the board, including 4 months last year as chair, Canty has also championed board meetings in community neighborhoods and town resistance to police cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, except in criminal investigations. Quintal, a longtime veteran of the select board, who has served a total of 21 non-consecutive years on the board, came in a close second in total votes with 4,092 votes to Canty's 4,149, according to the unofficial results published late Saturday. Quintal did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Cavaco came in third with 3,520 votes. Vecchi got 2,574. Voters cast 982 votes for write-in candidates. Of all, 15,317 votes cast for select board candidates. Canty won 27.1%, Quintal won 26.7%, Cavaco 23%, and Vecchi 16.8%. Write-in candidates got 6.4%. The heated select board race drove turnout to 16.8%, beating last year's 15.1%. It still was a paltry turnout, with more than 4 out of 5 registered voters sitting the election out. Town elections are usually placid affairs. This one was different. Accusations flew back and forth. In the select board race, Vecchi accused Cavaco of being corrupt, an accusation Cavaco denied. Quintal accused Vecchi of offering to drop out of the race in exchange for help getting back on the police force, an accusation Vecchi denied. Signs saying "Can Canty" popped up, with no one claiming responsibility for financing them. I think the results of the election indicate that the voters value campaigns run on issues and policies and not negative campaigning, Canty said. To a large extent, the select board race was won between the old and new guards. Cavaco and Quintal, the old guard, ran as a team promising to fix the disconnect between members of the current board, on which Quintal serves and which has been rife with disputes, most dramatically when Quintal and Bill Cahan sided with David Golden to remove Canty as chair just 4 months into his tenure. Cavaco served on the board from 2017 to 2023. Golden endorsed Cavaco and Quintal. With the re-election of Canty and Quintal, the board's divisions appeared to be fixed for the next year unless Golden wins election to the State House of Representatives. He is running for the Republican nomination and would face Democrat Michelle Badger. The election is over, and I'd like to congratulate my colleagues, Kevin Canty and Dick Quintal, on their re-elections, Golden posted on Facebook. Let's put the politics behind us and move forward together in Plymouth. Cavaco also posted her congratulations. Please join me in congratulating Richard Quintal and Kevin Canty, Cavaco said. Please take this opportunity to support them. I'm happy with the results. What defines me is being Ethan and Zachary's mom and Chris's wife. Please support our select board. Canty, on the other hand, ran on the promise of changing the way the select board does business, a promise he said he had begun to deliver on with meetings in neighborhoods and more long-term planning. Regardless of the negativity that has dominated the last several months, I am going to do my best to move forward with all my colleagues to advance my priorities and Plymouth's shared priorities so that we can get to doing the work of the town, Canty said. This was a group effort, not the effort of one person, he added, thanking all those who helped his campaign. I'm very honored to have the support of so many people in America's hometown. Vecchi has promised to push for a state audit of Plymouth's finances. He did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm hoping that the elected members can do a little bit better job of working together this time and focus on the town's finances, Vecchi said. Personally, I don't see a drastic change that will take place in the near future. In 2025, voters signaled they wanted change on the select board when they voted in Deb Iaquinto and Cahan. It was the first time anyone could remember that two select board members were voted out. In the race for 2 3-year terms on the school committee, incumbent Christina Bryant easily won re-election. She will be joined on the committee by Megan Parker, a Hanover Elementary school teacher who promised to push for more phonics in teaching literacy. Bryant won 4,433 votes. Parker got 3,242. They defeated one candidate, Michael Condrey, who advocated banning some books from middle schoolers, and another, Luca Betty, who proposed to give parents a say in whether their children should take some courses, as well as another newcomer, Justin Fostick. Fostick came in third with 2,776 votes. Condrey won 2,378 votes, and Betty got 1,578. Voters also elected Paul Curtis to a 5-year term and Barry Wood to a 4-year term on the Redevelopment Authority, Frank Mann to the Planning Board, and Courtney Curran to the Housing Authority all ran unopposed. They also elected a third of Plymouth's 162 town meeting members, 3 from each precinct. End of article. That is all the time we have for today. I'm Claudette, and I thank you for listening to the Plymouth Independent at the Talking Information Center. And we believe that journalism as a public service should be free to the community. Again, these stories and articles came from the Plymouth Independent. Thank you. Have a nice week.